I put all kinds of things in our family time capsule. What should I put in next? It's gotta be important.
How about the Bible? Everything else will fall apart, but God's Word lasts forever. Happy Sunday and welcome to Keys for Kids. I'm so glad that you're listening. My name is Zach. I know. The actual Bible you put in the time capsule will fall apart eventually too, but God's Word will always be valuable. It tells us about our heavenly treasure we can have by believing in Jesus. That's the only kind of treasure that will last, not like toys or popularity or being rich. It kind of reminds me of Matthew 6. Jesus said, "Store your treasures in heaven where moths and rust cannot destroy, and thieves do not break in and steal." Let's listen to our story for Sunday. It's called Time Capsule. On the 100th birthday of her town, Evie watched as the mayor unlocked a time capsule on the evening news that had been created and stored 100 years before. He pulled several papers and mementos out of it and held them up for the camera. "Can I make a time capsule for our family?" Evie asked when it was over. "I could put family treasures in it."
"Sure," said Mom. "That would be fun."
Evie found a box and placed some coins and a dollar bill from her desk drawer inside it. Then she packed in a DVD, a sweatshirt, and a storybook. Next, she added an old teddy bear, swimming goggles, a beaded necklace, and a picture she had drawn.
"Finding things for this box is fun, and there's still room for more," Evie told her mom.
"When the people in the future see this stuff, they'll get an idea of what we were like."
"I think future family members will find the things you have in there interesting," said Mom.
"But if you want to make a statement about our lives, I think you're missing the most important thing of all."
"A family photo?" said Evie's little brother, Walden, "so they can see what we look like?"
"What about a newspaper?" suggested Evie. "That would tell them a lot about the things going on around us."
"Or we could write them a letter," said Walden.
"Those are all good things to add," said Mom. "But I'm thinking about something that makes life important and worth living, even without any of the other things in the box."
"I know," said Evie after a moment. "A Bible, and maybe a church bulletin, too.
And we can tell them about Jesus in the letter we write to them," said Walden. Mom nodded.
"Those are both good ways to show future generations what's really important to us. Any physical items we put in our time capsule will be old and worn by the time our descendants open it. But the hope we have in Jesus, who saved us from sin and gave us eternal life with him, is treasure that will last forever. Let's add some items to the box that point to the heavenly treasure we value most."
Well, how about you? What do you treasure most? Is it money, clothes, toys, good grades? Those are good things God gave you to enjoy, but they don't last forever or bring meaning to your life. The only treasure that lasts is the gift of eternal life with Jesus. Store your treasures in heaven by trusting Jesus as your Savior and then sharing His love with others. To learn more about what it means to trust in Jesus, get your parents' permission first, then go to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verse is Matthew 6:19.
"Store your treasures in heaven, where moths and rust cannot destroy, and thieves do not break in and steal."
And our key thought for Sunday, store your treasure in heaven. Fill your Easter basket with faith and fun at Keys for Kids. This Easter season, get Down Gilead Lane CDs and Red Rock Mystery Books for 10% off. Here's the sweetest part. Spend $20 or more and receive a free Keys for Kids Easter devotional. Check it out at keysforkids.org and tap shop. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.